This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Is this Free Talk Live? You can join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. What does the Bible say about how to deal with refugees? How to treat these human beings who are trying to escape from a very undesirable situation? And we've just sort of discussed the refugees in general and the idea that the fear of these refugees is going to lead to more state control over our lives, and that welcoming people and being loving towards them is the right, humane thing to do. But beyond that, according to the Bible and to the Quran, it's the very Christian and the Muslim thing to do as well.
Well, the Bible and the Quran say what they say, and I think it's worth pointing that out. But when we say, when I say welcoming people, I don't mean, the refugee program in the United States is full of welfare.
Mm.
Now, I get that people need to be able to get on their feet in order to live a better life, but religious organizations and charities and individuals can help them do that.
Yeah.
We do not need to, threaten American citizens at the point of a gun if necessary, because the IRS will send armed people after you if you ignore them long enough.
Not a very Christian thing to do.
Not particularly. So I am not advocating for tax funding for any of these programs. Not for a second.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. We'll continue with some of these relevant quotes from the Bible. We already shared from the Bible and the Quran on this topic, and they're very similar. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about the trouble in the South China Sea, where different countries have overlapping claims to certain islands, and the Chinese are claiming them, and they're doing various stuff to assert their claims that are disputed. And the trouble is going on, and it just so happens that the United States has a perfect opportunity to lead by example, because we just happen to conveniently have an island that with an overlapping claim where Canada and the United States claim sovereignty over the same island between Maine and Nova Scotia, namely Machias Seal Island. It was not included when the two countries went to the International Court of Justice in 1979. And so you bring a case to the International Court of Justice over that island, and then you can tell the Chinese that this is the way that these things are sorted out by countries that respect the rule of law. And, you know, that may be a 1% reduction in the chance that World War III is going to break out. See, because you have this, it's a golden opportunity. There's even a lighthouse on the island.
Well, I think that there might be a difference between an island between Maine and Nova Scotia that has a lighthouse on it and whatever's going on in the South China Sea. I mean, I agree that countries should be able to, figure these things out without, floating aircraft carriers pass each other as veiled threats. But so many times, everybody, let's get clearer heads, most often means, okay, we'll do what the most powerful person's military says.
Yeah, this way here, the International Court of Justice would decide. And if the United States is worried about losing its claim over Machias Seal Island, then they know how the Chinese feel.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here's another quote about how to treat refugees, immigrants, and other displaced people. According to the Bible, which many of the people who are anti these Syrian immigrants would claim to uphold, they would claim to be Christians, but are they really? God loves the foreigner residing among you. Quote from Deuteronomy, quote, he defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. So again, saying pretty clear, you should love foreigners. And you don't love somebody by sending them back into the place where they are going to be slaughtered by madmen. That is not an act of love.
It seems like, you know, in this circumstance, this is one of those situations where you can, you should be able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. If you were in a war zone that was started, had no, you know, by no fault of your own, you're in this war zone, would you like to be able to go someplace else where you can begin a new life? And
yes.
The answer for the, you know, the answer for me is yes. All right. Then let's try to figure out how we can make that happen. Because if it is good, right, just, and valorous for a person to want to, you know, help their family live a better life, right? Like, you know, that's the reason I get up every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I'm hopefully making progress every day. Life's getting better for my family every day. I consider that to be my one most important responsibility. And if I'm going to stop another man from doing that for his family, am I the good guy or am I the bad guy in that movie, in that narrative? If I'm saying, nope, sorry, you can't make your life better for you and your family, I'm not talking about welfare here. I'm talking about somebody coming here, working hard. Mm-hmm. You know, if they've got to drive a shovel for a few years, fine. If they've got to work at a convenience store, fine. I don't care what they do. If they sell falafel out of the back of a truck, I don't care. If somebody wants to buy their falafel, then they should be able to.
Are they selling it for Bitcoin? If so, count me in.
There you go.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453, 855-450-3733. Another quote. The sin of Sodom is they didn't help the poor and the needy. Quote from Ezekiel. Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned, referring to the people of
right.
those places. They did not help the poor and the needy. So that was the sin there. And, of course, what happened to those people?
Well, God rained down fire and brimstone on them.
So going on here, another quote from Exodus, do not oppress a foreigner. Quote, do not oppress a foreigner. You yourselves know how it feels to be foreigners because you were foreigners in Egypt. Now, this is something that Americans, many of them don't know, right? Because they were born and raised here on this particular plot of land. And so they don't have the ability to empathize with others, or at least they're not even trying to empathize. Like, I myself have never been homeless, but I can look at what it's like to be homeless from the outside and say to myself, gosh, I really don't want to experience that. Here, I will help these people who are homeless, because were I to be in that undesirable situation, I would really appreciate someone giving me a coat or someone giving me a tent or a warm place to stay. You know, this is not hard to figure out. It, even though you haven't been through what the other person has been through directly, it's not hard necessarily to imagine how difficult it might be to, oh, I don't know, be in a place where someone might capture your family members and lob their heads off. You know, that could be a scary place to live. You may not know the extent to which it would be fear-inducing to live in a state like that, but you can at the very least understand, can't you, that it would be scary to be in that circumstance. Right?
Yes.
I mean, this isn't hard to do. It's this basic empathy. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Do not oppress a foreigner, says Exodus. Quote, or I already did that, I'm sorry. Malachi, quote, so I will come to put you on trial. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those
darn sorcerers,
defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive the foreigners among you of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. So the summary there, do not deprive the foreigners among you of justice.
I'm not sure. Am I supposed to fear God or not fear God? I forgot.
Well, there's certainly plenty of contradictions in the Bible, Mark. There's no doubt about that. I'm not advocating
every religious text. It's not unique to the Bible.
Yeah, right. Just to be clear for anyone just tuning in, this isn't a Christian teaching show. We are not Christian ministers. We are ministers of the Shire Free Church, so I do believe in God, but a different kind of God as the Christians. But I think that there are some relevant things that the Bible has to say, and some relevant things that the Quran has to say on this issue of how to treat people from other places. And this also has to, it's not just about refugees, this is about immigrants. And this is not just about immigrants, it's about the people who are different from you that might live across the street from you. that might live across town from you, in the bad part of town. The toll-free number is 855-453. Maybe you want to share your thoughts with us here. We've also got Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM. And again, that toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. And to those of you who are new to the Quran, are you shocked at how similar it sounds to the Bible? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you may join us on this live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're getting into this, we're about halfway through this list from Relevant Magazine of Bible quotes that are, well, relevant in this case to the discussion about immigration and specifically refugees and how to treat people who are displaced, treat people who are, you know, down on their luck, treat people who are from somewhere else. And, well, let's just say the people who want to run the immigrants and keep run their immigrants out and keep the Syrian refugees and any other refugees out, because remember, this also happened with Jewish refugees back in World War II times. Those people are not behaving as the Bible would suggest they behave, and many of them would likely call themselves Christians. So consider this a review of what the Bible has to say, and also reviewing what the Quran has to say on similar topics. I found some relevant quotes there that we shared with you earlier on. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Whatever your religion, whatever your place in the world, you can probably save 20% or more on all of your Amazon purchases from SaveItPurse.com. Now, the trick is you have to have Bitcoin in order to get these huge discounts. And this is no joke. There's no, like, weird thing you have to do in order to get these discounts. You just have to have Bitcoin and go to Save
That's weird enough.
SaveATPurse.com. To me, it's not weird because I'm relatively used to Bitcoin.
We're saving money all the time at my house. 30% off on just about everything. I mean, isn't it worth getting some Bitcoin to do that?
Hell yeah, it is. Even if you have to pay 5% or 10% for the Bitcoin.
It can change your life. People are constantly wanting to be able to make more money. Well, it's not what you make. It's what you spend.
And
if you
what you
spend...
Save.
Yeah, well, if you save 30% on the things you buy, your life's going to be better.
You can buy 30% more stuff.
This is why Bitcoin
saves the money.
This is why Bitcoin's price, I believe, has shot up, is because we've been pushing over time here.
Not because of what we did, Mark. We're just a little speck in the Bitcoin universe.
Gavin Andreessen, the head developer of Bitcoin, considers his conversation with us, where he talked to us about Bitcoin, to be the most important and lucrative meeting he had he's ever had in his life.
Well, that's a very nice compliment.
Free Talk Live is the one that got Bitcoin started. And I can read his quotes, if you'd like, where he says just that.
That's a very nice compliment, Mark. And didn't he say something like that at the Keenvention?
I wasn't there.
Bitcoin panel. If you missed the Bitcoin panel, you can go to Keenvention.info, and the full 90-minute Bitcoin panel is there with Gavin Andreessen and about five other Bitcoin experts, including one of the guys from Open Bazaar, Chris Pacia. He was up there.
Oh, really?
That's actually getting ready to launch, from what I understand, officially. Like, it's ready to come out of beta.
It'll be very interesting what's going on with those guys.
We can talk more about that at another time. Let's go first to your calls and thoughts. And don't forget, SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com. Go there. Learn about it. It's super easy to use. Just have to have Bitcoin to save 20% or more on your Amazon purchases. Ryan is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, dudes. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I'm really enjoying the conversation tonight.
Thanks.
So I've heard a couple of different points that are criticisms of, you know, the Muslim faith. I just wanted to get your take on it. I don't necessarily agree, but these may or may not hold any water, right? Okay. I think a lot of the blowback is maybe... You know, people's distrust of government and Obama, first of all, and they're just misdirecting it at the people, the refugees.
Right. I mean, George Bush, his terminology when speaking about people from Islam, his family's very tight with the Sauds, Saudi Arabian ruling family. And so he's not going to say something, he's never going to say anything against Islam, but I think to some extent, the Republicans, in many cases, the people that are feeling more protectionist at this time, tend to be more conservative. So the conservatives, you know, sort of feel scared and, you know, adrift because their guy isn't in the White House. So I would agree to some extent that that's, you know, that's what's happening there.
Well, there is a lot of distrust of government in general and especially Obama. But it also may seem to the people like they're helping to empower government. And, you know, they just don't like to be told they have to do anything by the government. You have to take these people or you have to pay these taxes. People just naturally...
But they don't. I mean, like, I get that. I agree with your statement that people don't like to be told what they have to do, but nobody's There's a group of Somalis in Portland,
Maine, and Minneapolis, and elsewhere.
Why do they have to put these people in one area? Why can't they spread them out? Isn't that a better idea? Then you have assimilation go more quickly. It's not like anyone's taking them in.
That's one thing that I've heard. Another criticism that I've heard on some of the talk shows is that, you know, they don't assimilate when they move. They set up their own independent society, and there's
but this is false. I mean, we had a guy
kind of,
guy call last night who explained there's 50,000 Somali refugees from the mid 1990s that are living in Minneapolis. There's another group of them. I suspect it's much smaller in Portland, but in Minneapolis, 50,000 strong, and they are assimilated into the culture there. It's been 20 years, and people have maybe they don't have the intention necessarily immediately to do it, but they certainly have the market incentives to do it. But I want to agree with you, Ryan. I agree with where you're coming from, specifically the idea that people. They don't like being told what to do, but they're also too afraid to tell the government no, right? So it's ultimately the government is forcing them to pay for all kinds of things they don't want to pay for. They don't want to pay for the refugee program. They don't want to pay for Obamacare. They don't want to pay for whatever it is that they don't like. And I don't blame them. I don't want to pay for the government programs either. I want to help people without government.
Right. The government programs are inefficient.
But yes, it's convenient to blame the immigrants.
We're always hearing and being told, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And when you're traveling or a guest somewhere, it's a legitimate criticism that, the cultures may not immediately mix without friction for a while, for sure. But
I can go down to, I can go into Chinatown anywhere. There's a Chinatown.
Yeah.
Mark, you and I have been in D.C. We've been in New York City. And I can go in there and have a frictionless meal at a Chinese restaurant. I can have a frictionless communication. It won't be the best communication, but I can buy things. We went into one of those inside Chinese mall things the last time we were in New York City, and I bought some candy from one of the Chinese stores. I don't think the guy spoke a lick of English, but he knew how to take my quarter from me.
Sure. Well, one of the talk shows, I learned a little bit. You know how Christianity, we had the Inquisition, people got sick of all this hardcore torture, anti-liberty philosophy, and somewhat there was a big Christian Reformation about, 14, 15, what was it, after the Inquisition, so a couple hundred years ago for sure, five, six, whatever. But they, the Muslim, it's the only modern-day religion that I've heard, hasn't undergone a modern Reformation. It's still kind of in the Stone Age. Hardcore place Christianity.
I wouldn't be able to speak to that. I have no idea.
That's definitely not true. There are different versions of being a Muslim. Some of them
But the two main ones happened upon the death of the prophet.
Hey, thank you, Ryan, for your call tonight thank you. So, just look at the way different Muslim, I guess, I don't know what the right word, sect is not the right word, but variants, if you will.
Denominations.
Look at the way their women are, for instance, allowed to express themselves.
Sure.
Some total covering, some
hijab.
855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you're online at all, whether you're using Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or even Linux, you can use ProXPN to help protect yourself online by encrypting your internet connection. When you encrypt your internet connection, that means your own internet service provider will no longer have any clue what you're doing with their internet. So you're protecting yourself from being spied upon by your own ISP. And, of course, your internet service provider can turn that information over to other companies. They can sell it. They can mine it for data and then use that to deliver advertisements to you that you may not have wanted. They could even give that information to the government. So using ProXPN helps protect you against that, because ProXPN themselves does not keep logs of your activities whatsoever. So go to ProXPN.com. Get signed up using code FTL50. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, 50, as in 50% off the regular monthly price when you get their annual account. And it can break the price down to cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. This is great protection, and ProXPN has servers all around the globe. So go to ProXPN.com, and you can use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. We are sharing with you tonight here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live some excerpts from both the Bible and a few from the Quran as well, to sort of compare the similarities between them, but also look specifically at what does the Bible and, to a lesser extent, the Quran say about how to treat people who are not you. How to, treat people who are refugees, specifically. How to treat people from foreign lands, people who are strangers to you. And earlier tonight, there was one guy who talked about how, he didn't want to let people into his home. And I said, you know, that's understandable, but that doesn't mean you can't show love to somebody without letting them into your, or by not living, if even if you don't, like, let them sleep in the bed with you, that doesn't mean you can't be loving and welcoming towards those people.
I would ask somebody who's, you know, sort of that opinion, that often the analogy of a house gets used for the nation.
It does.
And
incorrectly, but yes.
As a as somebody who lives in your house, do I get to allow? Am I allowed to have visitors in my room? Right? Like, can I allow you know, some Syrian refugees to come live at my place?
Why are we using this analogy? It's a terrible analogy.
It's really well, because people use it.
Well, but it's terrible. It should
be. If it's terrible, we need to show that it should be terrible.
You don't do that by building on it and you continuing to use it. It's a terrible analogy because your house is your private property. No, your house is your private property, and they're using, usually when they use the house as the analogy, they're talking about immigration, and they're saying, well, you wouldn't just let anybody into your house. They could be dangerous or whatever. And they mean into the country, which is not the same concept at all. We're talking about private property versus public property.
Well, what's the reality, though? The reality is your house is not your property.
Well, now you're getting us a little bit.
That's not esoteric. I mean, the people are absolutely right when they say, hey, you know, this is the government owns everything.
Mm.
And we as a nation have a democratic republic. And, you know, those of us who vote put in people that we like, and those people make their decisions, and those people essentially operate as owners of everything we have. That is accurate. Then what's inaccurate is we call ourselves home of the free. You're not free if 51% of the people can tell you how you have to live. And that's the situation I'm in. I am hereby saying I would like to be able to host a refugee family. If they want to come to my place, the accommodations aren't that great, but if they want to come there and stay at my place, I want to host them. If you tell me I can't because nations, immigration, INS, terrorists, whatever your reasons are, you are superseding my wishes.
Yes.
And you're suggesting that I am, in fact, not king of my castle. I don't get to make those decisions.
You should be able to, but yes, you're right, you're not.
Should I not? Should I not be able to open my door to a family?
And this is actually where we're coming to here in this list of things, Mark, the Bible quotes that are relevant to how people should treat people from other places, strangers, travelers, foreigners. And so the guy earlier was saying, you know, you don't want to let somebody into his house. You're saying you're willing to let someone into your house. Mark, you, even though you're not a Christian, are the better Christian in this particular case, because that's what we're going to address next here with this next quote, or actually with the next few quotes here. This one from Kings, quote, summary, do whatever the foreigner asks of you. Quote, as for the foreigner who does not belong to your people, Israel, but has come from a distant land because of your name, for they will hear of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm. When they come and pray toward this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place. Do whatever the foreigner asks of you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your own people Israel, and may know that this house I have built bears your name.
What they're pointing out here is that when you have immigration coming to your country, that people are power. There are different resources, and labor is an incredibly powerful and important resource. When you have a large and happy citizenry, I point out that, native-born Americans, I don't believe, I can't remember for sure, but I believe that native-born Americans aren't actually having enough kids to repopulate the nation, that we actually need immigration to grow the numbers. I'm going to look that up in the break, because it may be close and I may be wrong on that. You want immigration into the country. You want a good amount of immigration because more people is better. These people buy things. They travel in cars. They need apartments to live in. You know, they consume stuff. Now, obviously, you want to get the best immigrants if that's what you can do, and there's better and worse ones and all this other stuff, but, you know, nonetheless.
And that quote, the way it's written, and I don't have the context, the way it's written sounds like it's being addressed to a governmental person. Here's another one, though. This is a little more simple. Leave your door open to the traveler. Quote from Job. No stranger had to spend the night in the street, for my door was always open to the traveler. Now, when we were talking to the gentleman on the phone earlier, I said, look, I understand that you wouldn't want to necessarily let... He was talking about a screen for his home or whatever. Right. I could understand why you wouldn't want to just let somebody into your home like that. I get it. And I don't think that anyone is asking people to do that. as far as, you know, what I would like to see people do regarding these folks who, you know, are refugees, you don't have to let them into your home, but certainly the Bible says you should. But what you should do is just leave them alone and don't advocate for their further harming. Don't advocate for them to be forced back into the place where they came from or to be caged or arrested or whatever if they haven't actually committed any sort of criminal act. Just you know, be okay with other people being in the same vicinity as you. That's step number one. You know, letting the strangers into your home, leaving the door open to the travelers, that's a little more of advanced, I would say, Christianity and love for one's fellow man. But
yeah, I think it's crazy. Honestly,
you just said you take...
I'm interested in refugees, but what's a traveler? Okay, there's a lot of bums in the world, all right?
That's true.
All I have to do is, when we go to New York City, we stop off at that gas, truck stop thing, I don't know what to call it, at the rest area that has the fast food restaurants, the gasoline and everything is one of those. And it's not a rest area.
It's like a rip-off area.
With amenities. And every time I stop there, somebody's like, hey, my car ran out of gas. Can I get $60? Or, you know, they ask me for $20. It's not like they want some change. They're going for the big one. And I'll mail it to you when I get home. You know, like ridiculous things like that. The world's full of bums.
Yeah, sure.
And I can only imagine if a bum found out, hey, you know, you can go to Job's house and he'll take you in. When does this traveler have to leave? When you take somebody in at night, well, Job says his door's always open. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if your door's always open, you're going to find somebody who's
got yourself a hostel.
Yeah, right. You know, the hostel, you wish. Hostels charge money.
That's true.
These people are going to be just like, hey, you know, I wonder how long I can stay here. Do they get a meal in the morning? How late are they allowed to sleep in?
Yeah.
Well, how late did they come? You know,
you and I aren't Christians. I was just pointing that out.
Well, that's
previously.
Job, and Job is the oldest book in the Bible.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it was.
Wait, what about Genesis? Wasn't it?
I'm sorry, that's the first book of the Bible. It is
oh,
not the
really?
Oldest book of the Bible.
Oh, interesting. So they put it in a different order than it was written.
Yes. When the books are written is sort of very important for understanding them. So I have no clue what's going on there.
All right, we'll continue. There's a few more excerpts from the Bible on what the Bible has to say about how to treat these foreigners, the scary Syrians. 855-450-FREE. Of course, the overall message here is treat them with love and as though they are you. Because there's really not that much of a difference, is there? It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. Plenty of time if you want to join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got a website you can go and get interactive. It's a brand new redesigned site. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. So please go and enjoy the brand new site. It looks great, and there's new features that have never existed before, like when you go during our live hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. When you're there during our live hours, it automatically takes you to the live player.
I think it's great.
Now, for some people, this isn't really why they're going to the site. Like, I got an email from a guy last night saying that, you know, he's on the West Coast, so he's still, like, coming home from work at the time that we're live. And so when he's, you know, going to the site, it's not necessarily because he wants to listen live. He might want to just go download an episode. I understand that. And that's why we have that little link at the top that says you can just skip right to the normal main page of the site. So it's not hard to get past that page if that's what you want. But for most people, we figure when you go during our live show hours, you might want to listen to us live. So that pops up as sort of the default option. It's one of our new features there. You can still vote on the potential show topics. You can submit potential show topics. And there's now the Free Talk Live blog as well, which you can find at, it's under the heading FTL News there on the front page of the site. FreeTalkLive.com. Go there, get interactive as we go to Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Hi there.
I was going to talk about immigration for one thing.
Sure.
The Europeans are being kept out, the white Europeans, and also the Christians are being kept out who are being persecuted and killed, that they're not being allowed in America. And a German homeschooling family was kept out. They were, I guess, got thrown out. They got here and then they were thrown out.
It's terrible.
That's one thing.
So what you're saying is they're just keeping out as many people as they possibly can across the board?
Well, maybe, but I mean, it's my understanding they're being selectively against, like, European people and then letting others in. That was my understanding.
That doesn't make sense at all. That's ridiculous. There are, the National Immigration Policy, they used to be called the INS, I don't know what they call themselves now, ICE or whatever. They have specific quotas for each different country, from what I understand, or areas of the world, and those are arbitrary and made up by bureaucrats. So I'm sure some countries are given favoritism over others.
Oh, certainly are. Yes.
For whatever arbitrary political reasons. But Yeah.
This what I've been hearing on the radio. Anyway.
Just because it's on the radio doesn't make it true, including our show.
Yeah, check everything.
Okay. So, well, the priest mentioned the thing about the Christians, you know, today. I've heard it at different times. Also, the central bankers are what drives our country to get us into wars like that. I mean, it's not like Americans want to go over and fight all these countries and everything. And so somehow we have to get an angle on that and maybe point the, you know, jihadists towards them. They want a police state, and the central bankers and the big shots of the world, you know, the people that have the Bilderberger meetings like they have in Paris. And to do that, they have to create chaos first, because then they can create order out of chaos.
It's like the Hydra movie. It's like the movie Winter Soldier, Captain America movie Winter Soldier, where Hydra it has to create chaos in order to create order. Hydra's thing's all about order. And if we have to kill, you know, 20,000 of the radical thinkers in the world, then we'll do it.
Doctors need disease. Cops need crime. Israel needs terrorism to keep demanding U.S. aid. And they have to have, you know, chaos so that they can have the police state. And that's just what they're doing in Paris right now. They probably would like to do that here.
Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And you know what? I don't have the story in front of me, but I remember seeing a headline recently about one of those, I guess, relatively smaller towns that kind of got rid of their police department.
Uh-huh.
And then later on found that the crime rate dropped. Seems counterintuitive, right? You get rid of the police and the crime rate goes down.
I live in a town that doesn't have police and the crime rate is quite low.
Yeah. You got to wonder about that. And then there was the school, I believe it was in the Boston area, like a charter school, that had a bunch of security apparatus. They had security guards. They had metal detectors, security cameras. The whole thing was like going to prison during the daytime. And they got rid of all of that. New administrators, new management came in and decided to just get rid of all of that. And just let, you know, the kids be kids, basically. And, you know, put in punishments if necessary through administrative methods. And what do you know? Incidents of violence reduced at the school. How could that be? How could it be that you could get rid of the security apparatus and have a safer place?
Because when you treat people like inmates,
they'll act like inmates. That's exactly right. Let's continue here. Colin's on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey there. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I think you guys are a little out of touch with the way America was formed.
Tell me about it.
When we invited all the immigrants in here, it was, hey, come here and we'll give you an opportunity to work. We didn't say come here and we'll give you a taxpayer-free ride.
No one's advocating for that.
Maybe you've tuned in recently. I was really very clear.
Any immigrant, any illegal alien that comes here, what do you think they're coming here for? They're even told they'll get a house and a car.
Are you claiming that we have a welfare problem, not an immigration problem? Because I'd agree with you.
Okay, when you want to talk, quote the Bible, 2 Theosians 3:10 says, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither shall he eat.
Fine by me.
So if you don't work, you shouldn't eat.
Have you ever listened to Free Talk Live for more than 2 minutes?
Yeah, I've listened to you for years and years and years.
Okay, well then you should know that we're not in favor of the welfare state, and nor have we ever supported the welfare state. And, sir, nor have we ever agreed with you with the idea that we can't talk over top of one another. It's not an actual conversation.
Come on, overrun us, and we will take care of you. You can't rob Peter to pay Paul.
Okay. I'm just going to put you on hold.
So first off, thank you so much for another opportunity to talk about this, because I would agree 100%. If somebody who, you know, I have no belief that any American should pay for any immigrant or refugee or anybody that they don't want to pay for.
That's right.
I believe that that's an aspect of a free person, that you should be able to decide where your money goes. So thanks for the opportunity to address that again. Anybody who's listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time might think that we agree with that. That's a different story.
You must actively not be paying attention to what's being said.
So this is an opportunity for us to talk about what's right, No one's going to listen to Free Talk Live, okay? Like, there's no danger of some politician saying, oh, yeah, you know, I was listening to this radio show with these two guys on last night. Turns out, I don't want to get voted back into office, and yeah, I want to let a bunch of refugees in. They're not going to do that, okay? There's no danger here of what we're talking about coming true. We're simply talking about what's right. We're the voice in the wilderness crying out.
That's right.
Back on.
Well, I want to say one thing about his claim that any immigrants, he said any immigrant coming here knows they can come here and get a bunch of free stuff. Look, that sounds to me like someone who actually doesn't know anyone who is an immigrant, because every immigrant I've ever known came here because they wanted to make a better life for themselves, and they were not whatsoever collecting any kind of welfare. Go ahead, Colin.
Okay, well, like I say, I've listened to you guys for many years. You guys have even commented. Mark knows me from way back. I used to text him and talk to him online. You remember you guys read one of my things and made fun of it way back years ago. Mark,
I don't remember anything about that.
Anyway, like I'm saying, you know, hey, I'm all for, like, what you guys described, being fair to people, and everybody deserves a fair shake, but okay, not at the expense of, you can't run off Peter to take care
great
of all.
Great, we agree with
that's
you.
All I'm saying.
What made you think we were saying anything
something
differently?
Something about it. He brought it. He gave us an opportunity to talk about it again.
Ago,
thank you,
you
Colin.
You were saying that we should let illegal aliens come in here and have to, I said we could end illegal immigration overnight by making sure that anybody that employs them gets fined. Exorbitantly.
I don't want a bigger government program, but let me ask you this.
We shouldn't have any government programs. Government should back.
Where do you think the fines come from?
Fines come from government programs.
You think the fines are just going to come out of the sky?
Say it again. What fines?
What, you just said you wanted to fine businessmen who employ people who are...
Okay, I've got a machine shop, and I hire illegal aliens, and they say, hey, they've got a green card that I can... If I can check every debit card at every 7-Eleven in the country, I can sure as hell find out if this guy's here illegally if the government wants that. But obviously the government doesn't want that. They want illegal immigration. So
I think a lot of them do want illegal immigration, but I will point out that the Visa card thing, that a debit card at every, that's a free market thing. The government can't do anything simply. They know they can't tell you because it's a big bureaucracy. When you call the IRS, they can't even give you good tax advice.
Thanks, Colin, for the call tonight. Look, you can't say on one hand you want to fine business owners who hire so-called illegal immigrants, and then on the other hand say you don't want the government to be around.
That's why I want the blue card. Blue card allows anybody who, it's different than the green card, allows anybody who wants to come here and work be completely ineligible for welfare. They'll be ineligible for the minimum wage. They're just here to work, and they'll build a better life for themselves.
Our toll-free number allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Web Curfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.